From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo wants exchange of ideas in the 2024 election. BNPT's humanization program can be reference for Asian. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo wants the 2024 election to be held joyfully and creates an exchange of ideas. All participants in the 2024 elections are asked to be committed to maintaining the quality of this five-yearly Democratic Party. He said on Sunday that he did not want chaos as in previous elections. The president also does not want society to be divided due to the polarizations of political issues. Therefore, President Joko Widodo emphasized that the 2024 election must prioritize exchange of ideas. All participants in the 2024 election must be role models for the Indonesian people. The humanization program that Indonesia's National Counterterrorism Agency BNPT has applied to rehabilitate terrorists could be adopted as a reference by other Asian member countries, a terrorism expert said. Asia needs to make a breakthrough in its counterterrorism measures. Many scholars and researchers have even approved the program to address crime against humanity, including terrorism, said Al-Khaidar, who is also a lecturer at Malikus Saleh University's Department of Anthropology. According to him, Indonesia's 2023 Asian Chairmanships can serve as a momentum to strengthen the humanization program that BNPT has implemented in its de-radicalization measures. The Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing PUPR Ministry informed that six sections of 596-kilometer Trans-Sumatra toll road had been fully operated in July 2023. While the other seven sections of 361 kilometers were in the construction phase. The toll road will help to reduce logistic costs and cut travel time for the distribution of goods and services between regions, PUPR Minister Basuki Hadimulyono said in Jakarta on Sunday. The ministry spokesperson Endra S. Atmawijaya conveyed that the existence of this toll road is included in government investment for the long term. He said that Sumatra Island has many potentials and resources for Indonesia. By providing toll road services, he remarked the goal is not just to build infrastructure, but also open up space for prospective areas' growth in the future. Let's move it on to the international news, where the West African nations imposed sanctions and threatened force on Sunday if Niger's coup leaders fail to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum with a week. While supporters of the junta attacked the French embassy in Niamey, the 15 nations ECOWAS bloc's response to the Sahel region 7 coup of recent years came as crowds in Niger's capital Niamey burned French flags and stoned the former colonial power's mission, drawing tear gas from police. At an emergency summit in Nigeria to discuss last week's coup, leaders of the Economic Community of West African States called for a constitutional order to be restored, warning of reprisals if not. Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng arrived in the Pakistan capital on Sunday to mark the 10th anniversary of an enormous economic plan that is the cornerstone of Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative. Since its initiation in 2013, the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor CPEC has seen tens of billions of dollars funneled into massive transport, energy and infrastructure projects. In recent years, Beijing has been one of Islamabad's most reliable foreign partners, readily providing financial assistance to bail out its often struggling neighbor. Earlier this week, Beijing granted Pakistan a 2 years rollover on a $2.4 billion US dollar loan, giving the debt-saddled nation a much-needed breathing space as it tackles a balance of payments crisis. Turkey's Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan on Sunday urged Sweden to take concrete steps to prevent burnings of the Quran. A Turkish foreign minister's source said, Sweden and Denmark have seen several protests in recent weeks where copies of the Quran have been damaged or burned, causing outrage among Muslims. In a phone call, Fidan told his Swedish counterpart Tobias Billström that continuation of such vile actions under the guise of freedom of expression was unacceptable, the source said. Fidan and Billström also discussed Sweden's NATO Military Alliance membership's application, the source added. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said on Sunday that he had held talks with Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and that they agreed the situation was dangerous and need to take measures to strengthen resilience. Vietnam has enjoyed a trade surplus of more than $15 billion US dollars since the beginning of this year, up 1.3% over the same period last year, according to the General Statistics Office of Vietnam, or GSO. 30 export items earned over $1 billion US dollar each, five of them fetch more than $10 billion US dollar. The US was Vietnam's largest export market and China was Vietnam's largest import market. The Vietnam Ministries of Industry and Trade said that trade promotions in the near future will target new markets and potential markets such as India, Africa, the Middle East, Latin America, and Eastern Europe, as well as those less affected by inflation like Asian countries. Hello, listener. Now let's continue our program with Diplomatic Corner. A total of 148 products from Indonesia are promoted in the Indonesian Week Festival IWF event at Sarawat Superstore Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, in commemoration of the 78th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. Indonesian Consul General in Jeddah, Eko Hartono, said that the event has become an annual agenda that aims to promote Indonesia's superior products such as biscuit, coffee, candy, canned fish, coconut milk, and others. The event is one of the many promotional activities for Indonesian products in Saudi Arabia, especially food and beverages. Eko also said that the event, which takes place from July 27 to August 17, 2023, is the result of joint work with the Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center in Jeddah by collaborating with supermarket owners and a number of importers of Indonesian products. According to Eko, the demand for Indonesian products in Saudi Arabia is increasing every year, both by Indonesians and foreign nationals. Head of the Indonesia Trade Promotion Center Jeddah, Muhammad Rifai Abbas, said that Saudi Arabia is an open market where food imports account for more than 80% of all existing needs. That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Here's commentary. Ford died from a fire at an e-bike store in Manhattan, New York, USA in late June 2023. According to the firefighter in New York, there have been 108 cases of fire and 13 deaths related to lithium-ion batteries in New York. Fire is also frequent to the people recharging their e-bike at their apartments in the city. Earlier, a Fremantle highway ship containing 4,000 cars, 498 of which are electric vehicle en route from Bremerhaven seaport in Germany to Singapore, was ablaze in the North Sea since Tuesday. The investigation so far assumed the fire came from the electric vehicle. Despite of that, lithium-ion batteries are light and have a long life. The battery developed since the 70s is now inseparable from our daily lives. Many devices, starting from phones, laptops, toothbrushes, electric bikes, and cars, are using lithium-ion batteries for energy sources. With its ideal weight to energy ratio, lithium-ion is surely a great invention in the history of humankind. However, it has a defect called thermal runaway. In some conditions, lithium-ion can be unstable and generate heat, which in results causes an electrochemical reaction. This reaction is the cause of the difficult-to-control fire. This was stated by Niels Rosmuller, an expert on energy and transportation safety from Netherlands Institute for Public Safety. In Indonesia, the Transportation Ministry is still processing the adaptations to handle cases like fire on electric vehicles. Currently, the Transportation Ministry is still focusing the policy on prevention measures such as licensing and testing before the electric vehicle can be used. Safety is a serious consideration, because mostly people are charging their lithium-based devices, such as smartphones, laptops, and even solar panels, by themselves. A massive information dissemination by both producers and regulator is extremely necessary in preventing unwanted things. Transition to renewable energy cannot be avoided. More and more electric vehicles are coming. Regulation for electric vehicles should be made from recent incidents to prevent a massive incident.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history on July 31st with an event about International Lifeguard Appreciation Day. International Lifeguard Appreciation Day is celebrated every year on July 31st. This day is made to honor and appreciate the service of rescue teams or lifeguards, whose job is to guard swimming pool and beach visitors. International Lifeguard Appreciation Day is a form of appreciation for rescue teams who have dedicated not only their time, but also their lives to ensure a safe environment for swimmers. Let's move on to the next event in 1963 when Manila Agreement was signed. The Manila Agreement, or as it is called, the Manila Accord, was signed by Federation of Malaya, Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines on July 31, 1963. This agreement followed up a meeting that took place from June 7 to 11, 1963 in Manila. The conference became known as Mafilindo. This agreement contains the agreement of the three countries with the wishes of the people of Sabah and Sarawak, which are states of Malaysia, to determine their own destiny and to hold a free and without force election. This agreement consists of a series of Manila declarations between the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of Philippines, and a joint statement with the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines. We end today in history event in 1992 about the Thai Airways plane crash. On July 31, 1992, the Thai Airways international plane had an accident. The plane with flight number 311 crashed into a mountainside in Kathmandu, Nepal. As a result of the accident, all 113 passengers and crews died. Of the total passengers, 11 passengers include from the United States, 17 people from Japan, 23 people from Nepal, and 14 people from Europe. The other passengers are known to be from Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Finland. Based on the result of the investigation, these accidents occurred due to an error communication between pilots and air traffic controllers.
Semakin ku memikirkanmu, semakin
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to My Indonesia, where today's top story is about Indonesia attracting a massive investment of $11.5 billion from China's glass industry. During President Joko Widodo's visit to Chengdu, People's Republic of China, on July 27 and 28, 2023, Indonesia successfully enticed this significant investment. The Indonesian Minister of Investment and head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Balil Lahadalia, made an exciting announcement in a video press release on Friday, July 28. He revealed that a momentous memorandum of understanding and cooperation agreement were signed to establish a downstream ecosystem for the glass and solar panel industry in Indonesia. This historic event took place at the prestigious Shangri-La Hotel in Chengdu, China, with President Joko Widodo witnessing the signing alongside officials from the government of Indonesia and representatives from Sini Glass, the largest glass company in the world. Minister Balil Lahadalia shared that Sini Glass's investment commitment will lead to increased efforts to process silica or quartz sand domestically, transforming it into high-quality glass products, including those for upcoming solar panels.
Outputnya, produknya akan dilakukan hampir 95% untuk ekspor.
First, the output, nearly 95% of the product will be made for export because the market is the foreign market. The second, this glass factory will also directly build solar panels. This is also an export product capacity with a total investment of $11.5 billion. They actually made the first phase of investment in the JIIPE area last year of $700 million.
Beyond the financial gains, this ambitious project is expected to create employment opportunities for approximately 35,000 workers. Minister Balil Lahadalia emphasized the collaboration between the glass industry and national companies, signaling a unified effort to bolster Indonesia's economic growth and technological advancement. That concludes today's My Indonesia, where we witnessed the nation's remarkable feat in attracting substantial foreign investment from China's glass industry. Stay tuned for more exciting developments and news from our beautiful archipelago.
Aku tahu kau pasti cemburu, kau pasti menunggu diriku. Wanita tak biasa, ha, kau tahu kau pasti cemburu. Kau pasti menunggu diriku.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm taking you to Watu Parundu Beach, which is located in Lain Janji Village, Wula Waijelu District, East Sumba Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. To reach this beach, visitors must travel 135 kilometers and take about 2.5 to 3 hours to drive from the center of Waingapu City, East Sumba. It seems far away indeed, but the feeling of fatigue during the trip will immediately pay off when you arrive at the beach. The stretch of white sand along the beach and the action of the rippling waves are a remedy for tiredness and boredom. The name Watu Parundu itself is related to the natural phenomenon of hollow stories, which is another feature of this beach. Everyone who passes a rock with a hole will walk across the stone with their head down. So local people give this beach the name Watu Parundu. Watu in the local language means rock and Parundu, which literally means walking down. The white rock cliffs at the eastern end of the beach are one of the characteristics of Watu Parundu Beach. This cliff is formed from the arrangement of several types of rocks. When the beach water is receding, this rock cliff can be reached by passing through a large enough hollow rock. Around this beach, you can also camp. If you decide to camp, you will get an incredibly beautiful view at sunrise. However, around the beach, there are no stalls selling food and drinks, so you are advised to bring enough supplies if you want to camp on this beach. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. semua ini tak pernah terfikirkan olehku untuk jatuh.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Berwisata di Sawah Lunto. Berwisata di Sawah Lunto, which means traveling in Sawah Lunto. So stay tuned. I'm going to introduce to you some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kain, kain, which means cloth. Biru, biru, which means blue. Lebih halus, which means softer. Daripada, daripada, which means than. Merah, merah, which means red. Kain yang biru lebih halus daripada yang merah. Kain yang biru lebih halus daripada yang merah, which means the blue cloth is softer than the red one. Membeli, membeli, which means buy. Oleh oleh, oleh oleh, which means souvenir. Ibu, ibu, which means mother. Lebih baik, lebih baik, which means better. The sentence kain yang biru lebih halus daripada yang merah, kain yang biru lebih halus daripada yang merah, which means the blue cloth is softer than the red one, is a comparison. Comparison between the songket or woven cloth texture, which is softer. To compare two things, between the word lebih, lebih, which means more, and daripada, daripada, which means than, you can use a character, a nature, like halus, halus, which means soft. Let's listen to the other examples of comparison between two things in other sentences. Kamus lebih tebal daripada buku tulis. Kamus lebih tebal daripada buku tulis. Which means a dictionary is thicker than a written book. Kue tar lebih mahal daripada kue bolu. Kue tar lebih mahal daripada kue bolu. Which means tart cake is more expensive than bolu cake. Songket silungkang or silungkang woven cloth is one of traditional woven cloth from West Sumatra province. People say the name silungkang comes from the name of a district in Sawah Lunto City, where the songket woven cloth is made. The motif of silungkang songket woven cloth is in the form of plants, fruits, and objects around the house. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Baru di depanmu. sisimu. Siapa benda yang kau pernah sakiti dalam pencarian jati.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Setengah Hati by Keroncong Nation. Setengah Hati, or in English means half-hearted, was composed by Krishna and Doni Sibarani, which was released in 2004 and popularized by Ada Band. The song tells about someone who's just realized that her lover doesn't completely love her. Her lover doesn't care about her love and only gives half of his heart. She should have realized from the start that her sincerity has never been rewarded in kind. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Nation with the song Setengah Hati. Enjoy!
Bila akhirnya kan melihat
Voice of Indonesia.
Meski ku bernyawa, meski ku tak bisa.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.